Hi, everybody. Thank you for holding. Joshua and Kristen, this is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have. And also, though, she's asking me to apply a reduced rate, a new or newer business rate in this case. You guys have been around for about 3 years. Congratulations on the success of your business so far. We know, of course, the first few years are the hardest. And happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going?
You as well. It's going great.
Thank you. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Correct.
So with this particular listing, we're talking about that local map or the pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call. And that's the power of this particular listing. I mean, at just a few years in, you know, traditional word of mouth is not a huge factor. You just haven't been around long enough for people to use you in the past and recommend you to someone else, although they will start. Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And, of course, every new business or new customer that finds your business online then can be a traditional word of mouth stream on the road down the line there. So it's pretty powerful for a young business. They'll be able to find your company as one of their top options when they're typing in carpentry or woodworking or finished carpentry, whatever they might type in, for the services you most want to be found for, really for any of the keywords and search phrases related to the services you provide. Tara says there's no website, or at least she did not attach a website here. Is there not currently a website for your business?
There's not currently. I may have to reach out and find a web designer and have
We do websites in-house for our clients that don't have one, and a lot of business owners, they know they need a website, and some of them go the wrong way. They go to a web developer, and they might even spend thousands of dollars and wait many months for that website, and then there's no support for that website. There's no off-page optimization. There's not the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, so that wonderful, fancy website kind of ends up the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. If it's not on the first page, most people are unlikely to ever see it. So while a website is important, and we certainly would want to do a website for you, all the other things that we'll create to get your business on that first page are much more important. So, I mean, we'll create almost 70 different destinations and directories because that's what Google looks for. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, super pages, Manta, and like I said, dozens and dozens of directories. Most of them are unknown to the public, but they are all equally important to Google. They will all, of course, be talking about your services and your service area. That way, someone need only type in those keywords for the services you provide, as long as they're in your service area, and your business will pop up in that local map. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a crew?
I do have crew and people on standby.
Gotcha.
But you know, it's kind of the thing where like I want to wait and see where, because I'm really getting this. So I just registered with Angie's Leads.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm actually kind of, I'm texting a guy right now while talking to you. He's my advisor for Angie Leads, or my rep rather.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm asking him how to raise my monthly lead limit on how much, you know, on what I can spend. It's like I say, everything's just taken off. I want to make sure the work is there before I go hiring people.
That makes a lot of sense. You're kind of in that state of limbo. You need to make sure you've got the steady stream of business before you put the people to work officially. But I mean, I'm sure you can get help as needed. And you know, having a lead-based service like Angie's, that's great. You know, it is a different service than what we offer, obviously, with Angie's. You're paying for every lead, whether you get the job or not. And it is a shared lead system, so you're not getting exclusive leads. About six or 8 of your competitors will get the same lead that you get. But you know, you don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page of Google. A lot of my clients do, at least initially, have some form of lead-based service, whether it's Angie's or Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack. Most clients, though, most business owners, I think, would prefer to get direct phone calls. A lot of my clients are happy to scale back on the leads when their phone is ringing, and that's what we do. We make sure that people who need your services have the opportunity to call you directly. You use Google yourself, so I don't have to tell you that you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does a keyword search. And, you know, obviously not everyone who sees you on that first page will ultimately decide to call you, but the ones that do will be calling you directly and calling you specifically, and they will be calling you after seeing the website that we would build for you. You know, in fact, you're new enough that I want to make this affordable. I would be willing to include the website at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. It's a one-page website, sometimes called a microsite, but the most important part of it is that people will see it. If you ever decide you do want to get a more custom website, we do custom websites as well. We can do one for you or host one that someone else has built. But that landing page, as long as it's on the first page, will get your phone ringing. In fact, I was just looking at a client who we recently upgraded from the landing page to a custom website. Alan Joel, he does tree service in Michigan, not in Lansing. But man, he's been with us for 12 years now, and he was happy with the landing page until about 6 months ago. He finally does have a custom website. But, you know, the important thing is that people see you. You know, if you're on that first page, it's the old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not at all saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until we get you on that first page, which in this case is that playing field we're talking about, it's hard to win. You know, you can have the nicest website, you can be in business 20 years, but if you're not on that first page, people will never know about it. So we'll get you on that first page, get your phone ringing, we'll even include the website at no additional cost. Because you are a young company, you do qualify for reduced pricing. I would, though, want to include a paid ad component, because you're 50 or 70 mile service area. That would mean, I think, a Facebook ad would be more affordable. Google's kind of almost outpriced themselves with a $300 minimum monthly, but Facebook ads are just $100. Of course, it works a little differently. You'll be scrolling past someone's live stream, and it costs you nothing if they don't click on it. It's about 20 cents or 22 cents if they click on it. It's only an extra $100 when you apply the 50% reduction in the cost. You would be looking at $200 savings off of $399 with the local-only campaign, bringing that down to $199. You save 50% again if we add the Facebook ads. Instead of $599, it comes down to $299. So it ends up being just an extra $100. I would be doing you a disservice to tell you that the local campaign would get you found beyond a 25-mile radius, about, in your case. Google tries to make that as local as possible. Even though it's service-based going out to the customer, Google does still default at least a little bit towards proximity, meaning if someone was 40 miles away, 50 miles, 75 miles away, doing that same keyword search, you're probably not going to show up in that local map. That's why the paid ads are an important part of it. We can target specific zip codes, even specific subdivisions with those paid ads. So we don't just draw a big circle around you. We can focus where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And then Tara did not mention here, are you doing both residential and commercial? Are you focusing on one more than the other?
I do both.
You do both. And any preference or no? You kind of like the mix as it comes.
Yeah, I mean, it's commercial seems to always be reliable and pay.
Right.
I just got mailed a fake $4,300 check, so it was overnighted to me for installation of 7 interior doors by somebody that was in Wisconsin. So, commercial pays. I guess just to get my name on Google for. Right now, and then with that single page website, I can work on the Facebook, right?
You can. We can always add Facebook ads or Google ads or do Google guarantees. I mean, we can always do that later on. We are calling through the area. Tara and Lulu, my other mapping coordinator on this listing, it's their job today to help me find the one company that we'll work with. So that's another thing that you'll like about our service. I mean, I know that when you're paying for the same lead that your competitors get, sometimes you call them as soon as you get the lead and they tell you they've already scheduled it with someone else who might have gotten the lead before you did. That's a little frustrating when you have to come out of pocket for it.
I like the direct call feature.
Right.
I mean, they call me directly. I don't have to dick around with extensions.
Absolutely. So that local campaign is the one that we're trying to fill, and you can always add Facebook ads later on. You'd be looking at $199 as a fixed flat rate with that one-page website included. The building, hosting, maintenance, and updating of that website is included, so we can use any photos that you already do have. And then, of course, as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos. We can always add more photos or videos or update services later on. There's never any additional cost for that. In fact, there's never an additional cost for anything. That $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So first of all, it'll never go up on you unless you decide to add the Facebook ads later on. Otherwise, it's an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still that same flat rate. Now, you probably already do have some photos relating to some of the work that you do, right? Okay.
No, I'm sorry. That last part, I was talking to my fiancé. Repeat that last part again.
I was asking if you already have photos of some of the work that you've done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I have a whole portfolio.
Oh, good. So we can use those photos and always add new ones later on. And you do quite a bit. I mean, you offer a number of different services. Is there anything or a few things that you want to get more of in particular?
Are there anything,
as far as the services that you offer kind of a wide range of services. Are there any services that you want for sure to get more of, or you have a preference? I mean, what would you want to do more often than not if you have the choice?
Like small remodels, like bathroom remodeling.
Okay.
Gotcha. Those go quick. I can knock those out in a day, even if it's a larger bath. And,
right.
And it's good. Pressure washing.
Okay. Nice.
And trim work. Interior trim, molding.
Gotcha.
Yeah, trim work. For sure.
Perfect. So we'll put those kind of as your bread and butter services, but obviously you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase for any of the services that you provide, because we'll be creating that content on all of the different directories that we create. So we'll make sure that you can get found for really anything that you want to be found for. And of course, like I said, we'll be able to add those photos. As you take more photos, we can put more photos on the website. You will, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from specific directories, even from your website. Now, of course, most of the time you will just get direct phone calls. Both residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a lead form or a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they hope you'll come out. And when they do that, you do get a text message as well as an email. Now, anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. Of course, you're not paying extra for those leads either. Still that fixed flat rate, but you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point?
Give me just a second. I'm just looking at my fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
If you think it'll help, I mean.
Yeah, I think eventually. And so you said I get, so mine will be on the first page, so I can type in. I should be able to search in it. I should pop up.
Right. Yeah. In that local map, obviously we would be holding off on any ads at this point, but you'll show up in that local map. And like I said, you're not going to be limited by keyword or by search phrase. Any device that accesses the internet, I mean, as long as they're in your service area. So it's laptops, tablets, smartphone, PCs, vehicles, even with internet access, you can show up for those searches. Now we do offer our service at will. It's month to month. There's no long-term contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too if you get more work than you can take on, or if you want to pause it seasonally, you can do that too. But as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, our job is to keep you on that first page, keep your phone ringing. I mean, when we're reducing the rate from, in this case, from $3.99 down to $1.99 for the local campaign, we're not breaking even in that first month, but we're not locking you into a contract even long enough to cover our cost. We just know that our clients stay with it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page.
Yeah. Okay. How long will it take to get the web page created? Will I get an email where to submit my photos?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'll even give you that information before we get off the call here. It's pretty simple. It's photos@localsplash.com. Officially, they'll give that to you in a client interview. That's the follow-up call. We'll conduct that client interview to make sure that we've got things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded it is knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. And then it takes us about 3 or 4 business days to build out that website. In the beginning, we'll ask that you email us those photos so we can get the website built quickly. Once your website is active, it stays online even if we have to make changes to it, and at that point you can either continue to email us new photos or you can even upload those yourself through your client dashboard. So not only can you track your success, you can print out invoices for tax purposes, you can upload photos, request content changes directly through your tracking system.
Okay.
Now I see it as
now that $199 is monthly.
And it is a fixed rate, so it would bill once a month for that exact amount. It'll never go up unless you want to add ads on later on, but it would be that exact amount. In fact, you know, what I'm looking at here, obviously you've got the Angies. You're a fairly young company. There's normally a $299 setup fee. It helps us to cover the cost of creating all of those directories. So it's not for the website. Like I said, I'll include the website for you. Normally I'll take, you know, maybe 20, 30, 50% off of that setup fee. But I know that you're happily going to keep on using Angies, and I recommend it. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? And as long as you can handle the work, you know, having those leads and having your phone ringing is a great way to ensure that. And like you said, at some point you do want to scale up the business and add employees and things like that. So what I want to do though is add that promo code. Where is it? Oh, there it is. So this is
so
a promo.
I would be able to do I can do the $199 today.
Uh-huh, yeah. I was actually going to waive your setup fee. I just found that promo code.
Okay.
It allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I might, like I said, sometimes take up to 50% or, you know, 60%, whatever. But it's Friday. I'm trying to fill this particular listing, and I've actually got 3 more, different industries, different states. But I'd be willing to waive your entire setup fee just as an opportunity to get this going for you. Like I said, we are looking long-term, although there's no contract. We definitely want to keep your phone ringing and earn your business, maybe do Facebook ads later on, you know, and things like that as you're ready to scale up the business. But this would be just for the $199. I do need to not only schedule that that follow-up call, I am required to read what's called a voice verification because we are Google Premier partners. We do have to read it. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate of exactly $199, that in this case we will waive the entire setup fee, and that we will include the website for you at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and I am required, like I said,
How do I get Kristen authorized on that as well?
I'm going to be able to do that as well. I'm going to get all of that information now before I do that voice verification. I've got it as JG Construction. That's how you want the business to be branded online?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then, Joshua, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you want your customers to call, the business number, and is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text?
Yes.
So 989-889-5514. Like I said, when someone fills out the contact or lead form on your website, you will get a text message. You'll also get an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, no one would see it. It would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Actually, if you give me 2 seconds, I'm going to go in and I'm just going to see if I can just create a business. I've been meaning to do that.
Okay. If you do it now or if you do it before your client interview, that's fine. If you don't want to do it now, we can just use a personal email just to send you your confirmation email and things like that. But we definitely would be able to update any information, phone numbers, emails, things like that. If you want to go ahead and do that at the same time, that's fine. And Kristen, you are on the line too, right? So while Joshua is working on that, we can speak as well. So let me get that. First of all, Kristen, is it K-R-I-S-T-E-N?
Correct.
And then I do want to have you on here as an authorized point of contact as well. Kristen, what is a good number for us to reach you or if you call in that we would expect you to be calling from?
It's 517.
Okay.
896.
Okay.
1397.
1397. So I've got 517-896-1397. And then
Yes. What
is your last name?
It's Janicki.
It's going to be mine the 1st of August.
Oh, okay. So it's up to you how you guys want us to put that on there. And congratulations on that. 1st of August is not too far away, huh? It's coming up fast. So Joshua, what is your last name?
Garrod, G-A-R-R-O-D.
Okay. And then, were you able to create that that business email?
Yeah, I'm trying right now. It's rejecting JG Construction. It's taken.
And then the other thing, while you're doing that I wanted to ask you about, and do correct me if I'm wrong, but you are service-based. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no showroom or even an office where people would come and visit you. There's no physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online, right?
Correct.
Okay. I did see that physical address, though, the 1122 Mary Ave, apartment 103, that's on the Angie's. That's a residence, clearly, right?
Yeah.
And you do still receive your mail there, but you don't receive customers there, right?
Correct.
Okay. And, you know, the reason that I ask is Google knows that, well, most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. And even if it were an outside office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially if you're out in the field doing work and nobody's there to answer the door. So you're only going to be listed Lansing, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. We will, though, PIN verify that you are active in the local area. Google does prefer the U.S. Postal Service. They will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town, and since we are talking about the local listings, they do want to make sure that businesses listed there are indeed local. So, well, you'll get one piece of mail. Looks a little bit like a piece of paper folded over and, you know, just tear off edges on the outside there. Nothing much to it, but a 5-digit PIN and instructions on how to verify it yourself. When you do receive that PIN card, though, just give us a call or text us the 5-digit PIN, and we'll verify that for you. But that's one of the things that we'll do right away as well, get you out that PIN card. Like I said, let me know if you get that email created, and I can start that voice verification for you if you get it done while we're talking or at the end, or if you don't, we would want to get some things out to you prior to you creating that, and we can use a personal email. Like I said, it's just for us to contact you. But let me go ahead and get that voice verification started here. And
I got the email set up as a business email. Right now it's asking me to, like, create, add your business to search and maps. Personalize that photos, products, and services, manage.
Got it. Okay, so you're there already. And then, obviously, you said JG Construction was not taken, or was taken, I should say, was not available. What did it end up being then?
I did JG Construction in my birth year. So JG Construction,
1985. And that's at Gmail, right?
At Gmail, correct.
Okay, so I got jgconstruction1985@gmail.com. Oh, and then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Like I said, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it to you. But a lot of the times we can just give you a quick phone call or shoot you a quick text message. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
You can use all of them.
Any of them? Okay. Yeah, there's going to be some redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. So I've got that voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. I am, like I said, required to read this before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, so Joshua, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Yes.
I have it as JG Construction. Is that correct?
Yes. Capital J, capital G Construction.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that for your initials. And then, Joshua, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Owner.
And you're Joshua Garrett?
Yeah. Can I put you on hold for 2 seconds?
Sure. Sure. No problem.
This is Joshua. Hello? Hello?
I am still here.
Oh, okay. I missed the call. All right, go ahead. Let's continue.
Okay. Well, I'll get you off the phone as quick as I can without being rude. So, Joshua, as the owner of JG Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
of course. Well, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Joshua, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie's and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Joshua, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website for you. We will also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Inconsistencies can actually hurt your listing and your ranking. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs, and of course, you know, we're not doing the Facebook ads or Google ads right now. We can always add those later on. So this is for the local campaign. With the setup fee waived and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 24th of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, Joshua, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Joshua, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page or microsite is also included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Like I said, that rate will never go up on you unless at some point you decide to add Facebook ads or Google ads. But until you let us know you want to do that, it would just be that flat rate of $199. Now, the service is offered at will, which means if after the second payment you find you've got more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation or an extended honeymoon, in your case. If you need to pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Joshua, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. And then for that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Visa.
Visa. And is it first and last name on the card, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's actually the name on the card's under Kristen.
Okay. And then her current last name, right?
It's Kristen E. Janicki. J-A-N-E-C-K-E.
J-A-N-E-C-K-E. K-E. Okay, gotcha. And Kristen is on the line as well. And then you said it was a Visa card, so I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. It is 4238.
Mm-hmm.
1714.
Okay.
9902.
Yes, sir.
9309.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
0525.
05 of 25, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
282.
282. So I've got 282, 282 on the back, and then May or 05 of 2025 for the expiration. And then was the card itself 4238, 1714, 9902, 9309?
That is correct.
And does that bill at the 1122 Mary Ave in Lansing, 48910?
Yes.
It does. Okay. So in about a minute here, you guys are going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. What's this for again?
Oh, this is for client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., that is Eastern Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The client support phone number, though, is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. Like I said, that would be Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email outside of business hours, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And you may even receive, you will receive a text message as well. You'll receive the link by direct text message. What I was going to say is you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you guys receive one or the other of those, or both, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things. I do have you both here as an authorized point of contact, which means if we're not able to reach you, Joshua, we can call Kristen. You guys can call in, either of you. I do have phone numbers for both of you on here. But, of course, Joshua, your number is the business number. And then Kristen's number is just for us to contact her regarding the account, not to promote for the business at all. Is that correct?
No, that is she can be listed as a business account too.
Okay.
She's going to be handling a lot of these phone calls.
Oh, that's good.
And taking the leads down and writing them down, and then I will get them, and
so
if
you
I'm
want,
working, I'm not going to be able to handle this stuff.
So you want both numbers then. So yours being the 989-889-5514, and then Kristen's number is 517-896-1397. You want both of those, both as points of contact for us to call to reach you, but also to promote for your business?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So we will do that. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. I think I can still get, with enough advance notice, the 12 o'clock hour. And then we do have several spots in between now and the last one, which would be scheduled at 6 o'clock. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It usually gets to you within the first few minutes of the start of the hour, gets you off pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want something as early as noon, as late as 6, or somewhere in the middle?
Oh, let's do the 6. If we can.
6 o'clock?
Kristen,
okay.
I have Yep, we have a few things to do right now. So
wonderful. So the call itself, will be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, it's a 1 hour window for a call that takes about half that time. At 5 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder that the call is scheduled for that following hour. And then I'm also in a second here going to send you a calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. I'm going to send that to your email. You do not need to respond to it. It really is more for your records, but you can respond to it. Many people do. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
Yep, so I got the email.
Okay. So our system unfortunately sends everything at once in the very beginning. So you probably did get a welcome email, which of course we want you to have, but that's not the one we want you to look at now. The one that we want you to look at is the initial invoice email. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice is at the bottom, and in the body of the email it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that is hyperlinked, and it does go to where the text message would automatically open up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience with the services listed on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Okay.
So, of course, we're going to optimize your Google Business Profile. We will also mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is the website that we'll do. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across. Above that line, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you guys to click on that box, and then in the longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, it is case sensitive. We need you to either type it in exactly as it appears or copy and paste Kristen's name. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got her name in that box, click on the confirm signature box below it. Now that's going to do a few things. First of all, it lets us know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've actually waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yep, I'm on that.
Okay. I can give you the username. There's no password set yet, and in fact you don't have to worry about doing that right now. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. Our automated system thinks it's already up and active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in with a username and password. I do think that if you're able to put in a password now, it would give you an error message because your client dashboard hasn't been created yet. Of course, we'll get that going with the client interview and the information that we get there. But I can give you the username. In fact, it is sent already out to your email or to the email we've got on file here. It's simply your phone number, Joshua. It's the area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username on the account will always be 989-889-5514. In the next couple of days, once your client dashboard is fleshed out and activated, we will officially text and email your username and a default password. Once you log in, you can change that password if you like. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Again, it is going to be one of our other departments, it's going to be our client interview department, giving you that follow-up call at 6 o'clock or shortly after 6 o'clock. But I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get that email, that website out there. I think I need to refill my coffee. Get your phone ringing, get, you know, get you the jobs that you're looking for. If we can, in conjunction with the Angies, get you enough work to start growing your business as you start growing your family, I think that's amazing. I'm happy to be part of it. Real pleasure speaking with you both. Like I said, it's someone else from our technician team giving you that follow-up call. But you guys have a wonderful rest of the day and enjoy the weekend, and congratulations again.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your phone call. I look forward to working with you guys.
Fantastic. Real pleasure speaking with you guys. You take care and enjoy the day.
All right. You as well.
Thank you. Thank you both. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.